Palestinian flags were unfurled in front of the Israeli embassy here in Washington as protesters held signs expressing their disgust at the Israeli government for what they called the humanitarian nightmare of tens of thousands of Palestinians cut off from the rest of the world by what they said is an unjustified assault on the people of Gaza and an embargo that is causing massive human suffering.
Security was extremely tight here at the Israeli embassy as about 50 protest demonstrators, angry about what is happening in Gaza, showed up to chant, show signs, and tell the press that they're angry about what's happening and President Bush's support for what is happening in Gaza.
A smaller group of counter-demonstrators in support of Israel stood nearby, kept apart from the anti-Israeli protesters on orders from the police. The two groups shouted at each other, but there was no violence or arrests.
We're here to show support of the Israelis. We believe they were there first, and the Palestinians should stop their bombing and rocketing of the Israelis.
The embassy was locked down tight. No one came out to talk to the demonstrators who were kept across the street, forbidden to protest on the public sidewalk in front of the Israeli embassy.
We're responding in solidarity against the human rights violations that are taking place in Gaza. It's despicable, and we are coming here, many people of all different faiths, to say one thing, that we want to end the siege of Gaza. It's a great tragedy.
A familiar sight at many pro-Palestinian protests here, a branch of Hasidic Jews who oppose Zionism join the anti-Israeli protesters to tell their Jewish brothers inside the embassy what Israel is doing in Gaza is simply wrong.
We're coming to show our sympathy and that our hearts are rent by what is happening to the people in Gaza and throughout Palestine. And we want the world to hear this and understand it's not a religious conflict. It's simply taking the rights, the human rights, which is godly rights, from these people wrongly, illegally, and against God.
This was just one of many protests across the United States on Friday and scheduled in many American cities over the next week by the Muslim American Society and the Answer Coalition, representing U.S. religious and human rights groups concerned about the siege of Gaza. They demanded of Israel and Hamas a ceasefire and an end to the isolation of Gaza immediately. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.